On today's show, Porsche is giving people a new way to experience its vehicles. The U.S. Post Office wants to deliver mail with autonomous vehicles. And Land Rover reveals the all-new Range Rover. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Porsche is giving people a new way to experience its vehicles, introducing what it calls Porsche Passport. It's an on-demand, monthly subscription program that allows members to access Porsche's vehicles via a mobile app. However, it is not a cheap service. The launch plan costs $2,000 a month and gives you access to 8 models, while the Accelerate plan offers 22 models for $3,000 a month. You can exchange vehicles as frequently as you'd like, and there aren't any mileage restrictions. The plan also includes vehicle tax and registration, insurance, and maintenance. A one-time activation fee of $500 and a background and credit check is also required. But once approved, members can start booking cars through the app, and the vehicle will be delivered to your requested location. Porsche will first test the service in Atlanta starting next month. Buying a new vehicle can be a frustrating process, but Hyundai is aiming to reduce the headache and just announced its Shopper Assurance Program. A consumer can now go to a participating dealer's website to see exactly what they will pay for an in-stock vehicle. All prices include incentives and any dealer discounts, which can reduce negotiation time. Flexible test drives can be set up at a convenient time and place, like home or work. And if someone does decide to lease or purchase, much of the paperwork can be taken care of online, including applying for financing, credit approvals, and figuring out payments and trade-in value. But if it turns out you're not happy with the purchase, it can be returned for a full refund after 3 days. As of now, Shopper Assurance is available in Miami, Orlando, Dallas, and Houston, but it will be rolled out nationwide early next year. Speaking of Hyundai, it's taking a wildly different approach to one of its SEMA concepts. The Hyper-Econic Ioniq integrates the best of hypermiling, economy, and friction technologies into one package. Highlights include rear fender skirts, low rolling resistance tires mounted to super skinny 5-inch wide carbon fiber wheels, aluminum brake calipers and aero kit, coilover suspension to minimize ground clearance, enhanced e-generators, and optimizing the air-fuel mixture. Combined fuel economy is said to be well over 80 mpg, which is way better than the base car's 58. Still to come, the U.S. Post Office wants to deliver mail in rural areas with autonomous trucks.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by Hyundai, better drives us.
You may remember earlier this year when we showed you an all-electric race car from Panos and Green4U Technologies, and now Green4U is showing off its first road-going vehicles. The light and heavy-duty six-door SUVs were developed primarily for fleet use. They ride on a modular aluminum chassis that's produced in Georgia and are said to provide up to 230 miles of range on a single charge. The company plans to begin delivering the all-electric SUVs in the second quarter of 2018, around which time we'll get official specs and pricing. But it doesn't want to stop there. It's also planning a range of small EVs, SUVs, sedans, passenger and cargo vans, and even medium and large commercial vehicles, the next of which will be an 8-door model. As we keep saying, autonomy could be the most transformative technology to hit the automotive industry, and it seems that everyone wants to get in on the action, including the U.S. Postal Service. Wired Magazine reports that it's teamed up with the University of Michigan to develop what it calls the Autonomous Rural Delivery Vehicle. The post office is aiming to have the trucks on the road by 2025, delivering mail to 28,000 rural routes around the country. The trucks won't be fully autonomous. A mail carrier will still need to ride in the vehicle and put the mail in the boxes while the truck does the driving. The first prototype will be completed by the end of the year, and if there's no issues, the post office will test a small fleet in 2019 before the trucks are fully deployed by 2025. Coming up next, Land Rover introduces the new Range Rover and Ford updates the Mustang.
Lear Kinexis is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
Land Rover just introduced the newest version of its flagship SUV, the Range Rover. You won't notice much difference in the styling department because the brand says its customers don't want it to change the vehicle, just to make it better. To that end, for the first time, the Range Rover will be available as a plug-in hybrid. The system consists of a 2-liter four-cylinder engine, 85-kilowatt electric motor, and a 13.1-kilowatt-hour battery pack. On the European test cycle, the vehicle is able to reach the equivalent of 101 mpg and 31 miles of range on a charge. There are also a number of gasoline and diesel engine options as well. Moving to the interior, legroom has been increased, and the center console is now dominated by two 10-inch touchscreens, which can have information swiped from one to the other. Other technical highlights include a gesture-activated sunblind on the roof, cabin ionization that releases nano-sized charged water particles to cleanse and purify the air, and laser LED headlights for the markets that allow it. Deliveries for the new Range Rover start at the end of the year, with an entry price of nearly £80,000, or about $105,000. And speaking of making old models better, Ford just updated the Mustang for 2018. Front-end styling changes include a lowered nose, a larger front splitter that adds downforce, and a rocker shield that allows air to flow better underneath the car. Active grille shutters are also standard across the lineup on non-performance pack-equipped vehicles. The aero changes reduce drag by up to 3% and improves fuel economy by as much as 2 mpg on the highway. But with that, we wrap up today's show. Thank you for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.